My first guest tonight got a double first in music at Cambridge. That's the academic side taken care of. Michael McHale has just won the Terence Judd Halle Award, though he's already been spotted as one to watch by that prestigious band. And he's the soloist in a Mozart concerto with them in three concerts next week. He's playing live for us now, appropriately for one of the cream of young Irish pianists, a nocturne by the Irish composer who really invented them, John Field. Thank you very much, Michael McHale, playing live for us in the studio. The Nocturne number 10 in E minor by John Field, published in St. Petersburg. And, well, they say inspired by Beethoven, the Moonlit Sonata, C-sharp minor, which apparently is the only one he liked. You can certainly hear that there, Michael, can't you? Because little ripples were almost lifted from Beethoven.
Yes, indeed.
You're very welcome. John Field, good Irishman, invented the Nocturne, that we have to say, I suppose Chopin polished them up, didn't he?
Yes, that's probably fair to say. But Field was definitely a great inspiration to both Chopin and Liszt in particular, who actually wrote the foreword for one of the 19th century editions, kind of extended essay on the merits of John Field. So he's not to be forgotten.
No, and indeed, I mean, it's a lot of time working here for Clementi, Muzio Clementi, of course, is very famous, but also, I think, had made pianos and all the rest of it. I think John Field was a bit of a sort of second fiddle to him for a long time, wasn't he?
Yeah, so I think Clementi was the boss from hell for Field in a way. So when he eventually got away, I think he had a great time touring Europe and settled in Russia eventually, where he's still revered.
Well, indeed, that's really where he made his name, wasn't it? St. Petersburg. They absolutely loved him. Michael, you're emerging one of the 10 to watch, and quite a lot have been through the Intune studio, so I'm glad to tick you off. As far as the Halley is concerned, all very bright stars. How did all that come about?
It's a fantastic opportunity for me. It was in February up at the Bridgewater Hall, the finals of the Terence Judd Halley Award. And I was lucky enough to win that competition, which is very prestigious. Has been won by many pianists such as Stephen Huff and Nikolai Lugansky. So it was a very exciting time for me. And these concerts are as a result of that. And there are also lots of other interesting opportunities.
I think you get a chance to record something. Three concerts, Mozart, I think, with the Halley coming up, starting on Sunday. So where does the Judd Award come in relation to a lot of the other competitions where you're sort of put through hell and back again? Was this a little bit more civilized or not?
It is. That was the whole idea, in fact, because, of course, as many of your listeners will probably know, Terence Judd died tragically young at the age of 21, 22. And a lot of that is attributed to the stress of piano competition. So when his family set up this award in his honour, the idea was to help young pianists, but to take away some of that, the kind of horrible tension and attention that comes with these competitions. And I think they've done it very...
But on the other hand, you have to be able to handle both attention and attention if you're going to be in a concert platform, haven't you?
That's true, yes, definitely. So it's great to have that side of it to follow.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing you, of course, in Ireland for many's a time, and you won the Camerata Young Musician of the Year Award, Barry Douglas's Festival at Clandeboich. Indeed, we broadcast on Radio 3 three or four years ago. Was that really the start of it all?
It was, yeah. That was just after I finished my undergraduate degree, so it was a perfect time to have a kind of launch. Barry's been incredibly supportive to me, as have Camerata Ireland.
Well, your undergraduate degree, double first, not bad. And meanwhile, you were practicing the piano, what, 10 o'clock at night till 1 or 2 in the morning, the only time you could squeeze it in?
Something like that. I always fit it in a few trips to the bar as well. I'll not lie.
It's a well-balanced Renaissance figure. I think you have to have that to be able to communicate to an audience. But you do actually have to have that, you know, connection with people to be able to make a great work come alive, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's really important to live your life as well as enjoy your music.
Well, these things are not mutually exclusive, I'm glad to say. They're one fits very nicely into the other. You're going to play a piece for us now that Philip Hammond wrote for you. Philip Hammond, of course, again, an Irish composer, been involved in music, especially in Northern Ireland, for a very long time. What was the idea or the genesis of this?
Well, it's entitled Midnight Shadows, and it was conceived when he was in Hawaii, actually, so it's very exotic, and it really does encapsulate lots of exotic flavours and feelings. There's this pulsating low B flat, which is the kind of shadow on which everything else is built. And there's all kinds of Latin dance rhythms and lots of jazzy chords. So it's great fun.
Yeah, just what we need on a cold evening. Michael, thank you very much indeed. Michael McHale taking us to Hawaii with a few Midnight Shadows, written for and by Philip Hammond. Bass gets the last word. Thank you very much indeed. Michael McHale playing live for us. Midnight Shadows by Philip Hammond, written for him and premiered last year at the Clandeboy Festival in County Down, the festival that Barry Douglas has had going for quite a few years now. Contemporary music, I think, is a big part of your life. You've got a, apart from the Mozart with the Halley next week, you've got a King's Place recital, haven't you? Part of Music Network Ireland at the beginning of the week?
That's right, yes. That's on Monday night at 8 p.m. in King's Place, and it's an hour-long concert of music entirely by Irish composers. Philip Hammond, also Ronan Guilfoyle, Philip Martin and Ian Wilson. And Ian Wilson has actually also written a piece for me, which I'm going to premiere next June at my Wigmore Hall debut recital as well.
That's cutting the ribbon, definitely, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
It still has there are some things have a ring to them. Wigmore Hall recital, Carnegie Hall, those sort of things have got a sort of certain stamp, haven't they, of
definitely
arrival.
Rite of passage,
yes,
I think.
Yes, indeed. Well, I think Jona Petku's playing with you as well on
Monday. That's right, yeah. We're doing some solo pieces and then some duo pieces as well.
So how lively is the contemporary music scene in Ireland? Because you've recorded something at a festival in Lyth, which is sort of in the middle and an unlikely place for a flowering of music of this sort.
That's right, yes. In addition to the Contemporary Music Centre, who are putting on the concert in King's Place, there's this very vibrant society which started up not too many years ago, and they've already had successful festivals and concerts with people like John Taverner and Arvo Pärt, and they've featured actually on this debut CD, which the society brought out this year, entitled A Place Between. And I did a couple of solo pieces on that, and then also some chamber collaborations with Ioana Petku, the Kalina Quartet, and Patricia Rosario. And in fact, a second disc is planned for next year, entitled Face to Face, and there'll be a premiere recording of a song cycle by Taverner, which I'm going to do with Patricia Rosario, which is very exciting.
Things are vibrant. So how would you describe the things musical in Ireland? Because certainly a few years ago, most young musicians, well, I mean, you came to Cambridge and you studied over here, but certainly very few of them would have been back with the regularity that a lot of young performers now seem to be.
Well, I think it's just a case of opportunities, and it is wonderful that things are flourishing to a certain extent, and there are more and more opportunities for Irish musicians to play in their home country.
Well, Mr. Douglas, of course, has gathered the diaspora of talent for his Camerata Ireland. You've played with them quite a lot too. Does that give you an extra free song or not? Does it make a difference?
Oh, definitely, I think, yeah. I mean, it's great. There's the shared sense of humour, and of course, in terms of Camerata Ireland as well, so many of the musicians would have grown up with each other in youth orchestras and this kind of thing. So there's definitely a kind of camaraderie which you wouldn't necessarily get otherwise.
Well, there'll be lots of jokes flying when you go back for one of the great musician's 70th birthday, Jimmy Galway, I think, doing some concerts in Ireland. I think you're involved in that, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. The first Irish concert is in the National Concert Hall in Dublin at the end of this month, and I'm going to play the slow movement from Mozart, Concerto No. 21, and then also twice with the London Mozart Players on the 1st and 2nd of December.
Good. Well, you're steaming ahead. Good luck with the Halley concerts and King's Place on Monday. But you're going to play a little Beethoven for us now. The last movement of Beethoven called his Grand Sonate Pathétique. Michael, thank you very much indeed. Michael McHale playing Beethoven, the C minor, the finale from the sonata, the Pathétique. Michael, thank you very much indeed. The end of the Sonata for Piano No. 8, Opus 13 in C minor, the Pathétique by Beethoven, played live for us here by Michael McHale, one of 10 to watch, according to the Halle Orchestra. Just ticking off the list, quite a lot of them have already told you to watch here if you've been listening to it in June, like Jennifer Pike and Natalie Klein, Viviana Hagner, Simon Trubchevsky and Valery Sokolov, Pauline Lyshenko, they're all there. Very good to have you added to the list, Michael. Congratulations on the award as well. And it means three concerts with Halle coming up this Sunday. The Mozart Jeunehomme Concerto with Rory MacDonald conducting, another young man on the way up. Bridgewater Hall, Manchester on Sunday the 15th and then on Wednesday and on Thursday as well. And Michael's got a recital with Ioana Petkukolan of contemporary Irish music, King's Place in London, this coming Monday at 8 o'clock.